afternoon. It's 5:06 and 48 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit against the city of Moorhead. Rowan County Christmas will host their Empty Bowls fundraiser on Friday. COVID vaccines for younger kids should be available locally as soon as tomorrow. Health professionals say the vaccine is safer than getting COVID. Two Kentucky counties received grant money this week. There's a shortage of first responders in the Commonwealth. In sports, MSU basketball will tip off tomorrow. Widespread frost tonight, otherwise clear skies with a low around 30 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. A judge in Rowan County has dismissed a lawsuit against the city of Moorhead. The Moorhead City Council adopted an ordinance in December of 2020 creating a tax increment financing district in an area designated for business and commercial development. The area was primarily occupied by North Fork Mobile Home Park, and displaced residents filed a lawsuit against the city in June. The suit alleged the city failed to meet legal requirements to establish the development area and did not consider the impacts it would have on residents or give them proper notice. They ask a court to void the ordinance and create a new one preventing future displacements. On Tuesday, Judge William Lane filed a dismissal of the suit, stating that the city adopted the ordinance in furtherance of economic growth under its, quote, broad home rule powers. Lane said the plaintiffs lack constitutional and statutory standing and refused to entertain a suit, which he says was, quote, brought to vindicate non-justiciable interest. Here is the plaintiff's lawyer, Ben Carter, during oral arguments for the motion to dismiss the suit in August.
The city passed an ordinance with procedural and substantive defects that imposed calm financial devastation and emotional physical upheaval for the residents of North Fork Mobile Home Park. Upheaval they are still reeling from, and some will suffer the financial consequences of establishing Moorhead Gateway Development for years.
Carter has not yet responded to a request for comment. The suit was dismissed, but is still appealable. Rowan County Christmas will be hosting their annual fundraiser event, Empty Bowls, on Friday. This year, the event is in honor of Adam Youngbluth, the MSU Arts Department professor who passed away earlier this year. Tanya LeMaster is a chair for Rowan County Christmas. She says not only do attendees get a wonderful meal, they get to take home handcrafted bowls made by the MSU Art Department.
So it's a project for the kids to do, the students. And then when they finish with the bowls, we take whatever they do. Some are gorgeous. Some have a little bit of quirks in them, but they're all very unique.
Empty Bowls will be held from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Friday at the American Legion Building. Tickets are $10. Health professionals say COVID vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11 could be on hand later this week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended all children ages 5 through 11 get a low-dose COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer on Tuesday. The move clears the way for shots to be administered as soon as today, though it may be a few days before the vaccine is widely available. St. Clair Healthcare Chief Medical Officer Will Milan says the vaccine is one of the cleanest and unlike other vaccines.
This has been the most studied vaccine now in human history. This has been given well over 2 billion times and has been observed in multiple age groups and has been tested and trialed in children and is extremely safe.
Shipments of the vaccine started last Friday following the Food and Drug Administration's decision to authorize the vaccine in the 5 to 11 age group. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending that all children in that age group get a low-dose COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer. The recommendation comes just a few days after the FDA approval. Health experts say the Pfizer vaccine for children will be a smaller dose than the one for adults and adolescents. Dr. Katrina Hood at Pediatric and Adolescent Associates in Lexington tells WKYT her office is already thinking through the logistics for distribution.
Then we have to organize the social distancing, the timing, the staff to give it.
Hood says anyone with questions about the Pfizer vaccine for children should contact their pediatrician. Two Kentucky counties have been awarded money through the Cleaner Water Program. WMKY's Lakin Hupp has the story.
The grants come from the Better Kentucky Plan's $250 million Cleaner Water Program and is estimated to create approximately 3,800 jobs across the state. Boyd County was presented with more than $800,000 in flood control funding. Greenup County was awarded $530,000 in school safety funding. The Boyd County Fiscal Court says the funding will help with the long-term effects caused by flooding and will help prevent damage in the future. Greenup County school officials believe they will gain safer access to facilities so students can continue to grow and learn. For WMKY News, I'm Lakin Hupp.
A program which helps Appalachians stay warmer in their homes is celebrating a milestone of 45 years of helping more than 7 million families. The Home Weatherization Assistance Program reduces the energy burden for low-income households across the country. Chief Operating Officer at Impact Community Action Agency in Columbus, Beth Urban, says it's been life-changing for some clients, like a woman who was facing bankruptcy.
By the time we insulated and weatherized her home, her monthly bill was down to just under $200. So we were able to save her home, to save her from bankruptcy, and also to make her home a safer place.
To qualify for the home weatherization program, a household's income must be at 200% of the federal poverty limit, which is $53,000 for a family of four. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from David Barber, a licensed realtor with the C. Roger Lewis Agency at 129 East Main Street in Moorhead. Selling real estate locally since 1997, David Barber has taught real estate courses at Moorhead State University for more than 20 years and securing loans for small business owners. Buying or selling a home, farm, or business, realtor David Barber can be reached at 606-207-7877 at the C. Roger Lewis Agency in Moorhead. That's 606-207-7877.
Supply chain disruptions are starting to impact local restaurants. The Armory Smokehouse in Ironton, managed by Chuck O'Neill, has had to take certain food items off their menu because of shipping delays. O'Neill tells WSAZ the delay is a result of many factors, like a lack of delivery drivers and COVID-19 outbreaks.
We had to improvise, and now we're making our own potato skins from fresh, which is great. It's a silver lining in an otherwise dark, gloomy situation. Just thank you all, and hang in there with us. We're all going to get through this together.
O'Neill hopes the supply chain will get back to normal soon so he can continue to make customers happy. Speaking of happy, Starbucks has announced their employees will soon see a bump in pay. WMKY's Hallie Adams has more.
Starbucks is raising its U.S. employees' pay and making other changes to improve working conditions in its stores. The Seattle-based coffee giant says by next summer, the average salary for a barista will be $17 an hour, with some making up to $23 per hour. The company is also testing ways to streamline service and make scheduling more flexible. Starbucks says they are in hopes of enhancing pay and scheduling will help them attract new workers in a tight labor environment. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
As the temperatures begin to drop, animal advocates say it's important to consider the safety of outside pets. large, healthy animals, animals with thick fur, or those who are bred to withstand colder temperatures are able to stay outside, but well-insulated and covered spaces are still needed. Dr. Danica Harvey is a veterinarian at the Appalachian Animal Hospital. She tells WYMT any sick, young, or senior animals should be brought indoors when temperatures start to drop to avoid risk of hypothermia.
And it's just the same as if you had a very old person or an infant. You know, they don't do well in cold temperatures, and our animals at those ages don't handle that well either.
Harvey says there are heated food and water bowls online that can prevent animals' food and water from freezing. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, widespread frost in the morning hours, otherwise sunny throughout the day with a high near 50 degrees. Thursday night, patchy frost after midnight, otherwise clear with a low around 28. Friday, patchy frost before 10 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 51. Friday night, clear, a low around 30. And for your Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 57 degrees. On our feature segment today, a Kentucky Rural Healthcare Information Organization received a $1 million grant to support services in the Appalachian region. WMKY's Hallie Adams has more.
The U.S. Department of Labor, in partnership with the Appalachian Regional Commission and the Delta Regional Authority, awarded $29 million in grants to 23 organizations to provide employment and training services to regional and local workforces. Scott Lilly is the executive director of the Kentucky Rural Healthcare Information Organization. He says the grant will be very helpful for individuals who are wanting to enter the workforce after hardships.
Our focus on this grant is really going to be on those that are coming out or that are in recovery for OUD, opioid use disorder, or substance abuse disorder. Those in recovery are those that are coming out of incarceration and trying to improve their quality of life through job skill training.
The Workforce Opportunity for Rural Communities Initiative will fund projects to invest in education, training, and career support services in the Appalachian and Delta regions. Project Director at KRHIO, Julie Stevens, says individuals within the program develop the key tools for the workforce. The organization's mission is to assist healthcare providers and patients with the use of technology and connectivity to improve the health of communities. Lilly says the organization's vision is trying to diminish the stigma of individuals can't escape their past.
There's still a lot of stigma around individuals who have experienced OUD or SUD. When it comes down to it, it's everyone's problem. These folks have a lot to offer.
KRHIO is partnering with a variety of companies who give individuals with second chances, Lilly says.
AppHarvest is kind of, I think they are a second chance employer. So they welcome individuals who have experienced OUD initially at some part in their life and giving them a second chance. The other partners have, again, their strengths have to deal with like pathways, for example. They will provide us with access to peer support specialists.
The partners will focus their efforts in 12 Kentucky counties.
You have to specifically look at how to step by step improve their quality of life, and employment is one of the key factors in making that happen.
For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, providing a curbside recycling service to residents of Moorhead and Rowan County. Residential pickup is available every Friday, accepting number 1 and number 2 plastic, cardboard, paper, electronics, and metal. Materials may be placed in any container available at the curbside for pickup and visible from street. More information by calling 784-1250.
It's 48 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Rachel Turner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Ethan Jenkins has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad that you can spend time with us on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon.
Moorhead State's basketball teams are on their last day of prep before beginning play tomorrow evening. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ethan Jenkins. The Moorhead State women's basketball team will be the first to play during tomorrow's home exhibition games. It will be the first game at the helm for Coach Kayla Petrie, the 11th coach for the MSU women's program. She is coaching a young team this season. Only three players returned this year with the 11 newcomers. Petrie says she has heard about a need for a culture change in the program in her short time here, but she doesn't see it that way.
I looked at it as I get to come in and I get to create our culture. I get to, with everybody being so new, we didn't have to come in and change a whole lot. It was Tyler Moore and Lauren Carter. They've been unbelievable with me, and just they let me. We developed a good relationship early on.
The Eagles will be hosting Georgetown at Johnson Arena tomorrow. Tip-off in Moorhead is set for 5 o'clock. The Moorhead State men's basketball team will play the late game tomorrow night. While the women's team is lacking experience at this point, the men's team is heading into the season as the returning Ohio Valley Conference champs. Still, head coach Preston Spradlin says that hasn't changed things at practice much. He says it's important for his guys to keep their focus small and improve a little bit every day.
I think that, you know, we've been able to build our program in doing that. Obviously, when success comes, it adds a little extra distraction, which is nice. And so the new challenge is being able to manage that and again, keep that focus on daily habits and just getting better each and every day, and not what outside influences or expectations may say success looks like.
The men's squad will host Kentucky State for their exhibition matchup. Tip-off against the Thoroughbreds is at 7 o'clock. Moorhead State University's cross-country teams have wrapped up competition in the Ohio Valley Conference Championships. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Behind the efforts of Lucy Singleton, Isabella Kofer, and Lakin Tarleton, the Moorhead State women's cross-country team placed 6th at Saturday's Ohio Valley Conference Championships, repeating its finish from last season. In muddy and wet conditions stemming from 3 days of rain, the Eagle women tallied 152 points, an improvement of 22 points over last year's race on the Vaughns Creek cross-country course at Percy Warner Park in Nashville. The Eagle men did not fare as well on the slick terrain, placing 7th with 182 points, snapping a 3-year run of claiming 5th. 4 men's teams finished within 12 points of each other, so just a few improvements on the team can close the gap on its league opponents when it retakes the course for the regional meet in 2 weeks. MSU returns to action Friday, November 12th at the NCAA Southeast Regional in Lexington. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Moorhead State Volleyball's most recent match served as a milestone for one member of the team. With her 5th dig of Saturday's 3-0 sweep over SIUE at Johnson Arena, junior Olivia Montalisiani became the 28th member of the Eagles' 1,000 career dig club. She ended up with a team-high 14 digs as MSU won in 3 straight sets. Associate head coach Kirsten Becker-McBride says it's a major accomplishment for a very valuable member of the team.
She's played since she was a freshman, and while some teams will only use a libero, Monty has been a second libero for us since day one, and she's been a huge part of our success in our passing and in our defense and honestly in our serving too. And even though she's not in the libero jersey, she is 100% a libero out on that court.
Moorhead State will be home again this weekend to host Belmont. They'll play Friday at 6 p.m., then again Saturday at 2 o'clock. Moorhead State football is putting in the work as they hope to bounce back when they hit the road this weekend. The Eagles' home contest against Davidson was a frustrating one for the team. It was the deciding game for who leads the Pioneer Football League, with MSU coming up a few points short. Head coach Rob Tenier says while there were some bright spots, the team's performance never became cohesive.
When we came up with some big stops, we really couldn't generate anything offensively. And same thing, you know, like we went down and scored, and then, you know, late in the game, and then Davidson came back and scored to take the lead again, and so we didn't get a stop there. And it was a weird game, and there wasn't much rhythm to both teams.
On the road once again, the Eagles will head to San Diego this weekend. In what is anticipated to be another difficult test for the Eagles, kickoff is scheduled to get underway at 4 o'clock. And finally, The Round County Senior High School football team only has 2 days of preparation left before the first round of the postseason. The team is pretty banged out at this point. It's been a long and difficult season for the team, finishing up the regular season last weekend with a record of 7-3. Head coach Kelly Ford says while it may not have been a perfect year, his guys are still right where he wants them to be.
And we wanted to have the one seed so we could host a district here at our place. And, that's always a goal to every team's out there. So I'm really happy where we are. You know, our schedule's pretty tough. I mean, if you look at our out-of-conference opponents, we out of four out of our five out-of-conference opponents won the district. We got a tough schedule, and that's what it's all about, to get us prepared for a playoff run.
The Vikings will face Harrison County at home Friday at 7:30. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551. And online at papajohns.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose to new records after the Federal Reserve made its long-anticipated announcement to slow the monthly bond purchases implemented during the pandemic, and the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 0.3% at 36,157.58. The S&P 500 was up 0.5% at 4,660.56, and the NASDAQ Composite was the best of the major indices, finishing with a gain of 1% at 15,811.58. And the major averages climbed steadily into the green as the central bank said it will begin to scale back the bond buying that was started last year sometime later this month, and reiterated that it would be in no rush to raise interest rates after finishing the taper next year. Also bolstering the market was the fact that the central bank characterized rising prices as transitory, which of course could push the timeline for interest rate hikes even further into the future. In earnings news today, Activision shares tumbled, falling 14% after it said the launch of two games would be delayed, and the company also issued a weaker holiday outlook, although it did beat profit estimates for the third quarter. Zillow fell 24.8% after announcing it will close its home buying and flipping business. Shares of Bed Bath & Beyond rose on a partnership announcement with Kroger as the stock was up 15%, and a lot of the buying in Bed Bath & Beyond was also the result of a short squeeze. Wednesday's ADP employment report showed that private job creation rose in October thanks to a burst in hiring in the hospitality sector as companies added 571,000 jobs for the month, beating the estimate of 395,000 jobs. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest up 11 cents at 587, Marathon Petroleum down 96 cents at 63.68, CSX down a penny at 35.68, U.S. Bank Corp. 97 cents at 61.83, Dollar General up $1.88 at 223.72, and PPL Energy was up 7 cents, finishing at 29.31. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Rachel Turner, Sarah Mead, Lakin Hupp, Ethan Jenkins, and Alyssa White. Our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Hallie Adams. A special thanks to the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.